Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Tier 1 Silver. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSLV and on the OTCQB under the symbol TSLVF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Peter Dembicki, as well as the Senior Vice President of Exploration, Christian Rios. Now, Tier 1 Silver, focused in southern Peru, a handful of projects that the company is continuing to explore, mostly focused on silver and gold discoveries. However, new development from the Hurricane project brings in a bit more of a base metal, copper nickel play as well. Now, Peter, before we get into the news that came out just yesterday on June 27th about the starting of work at the Curibaya and Hurricane projects, I want to talk about the company's capital, because the company managed to raise a little over $6 million in late May, early June. I think all investors know just how hard it has been for exploration companies, especially to bring in capital. You initially announced the financing for $3 million in late May, and within a month had closed over $6 million. Peter, take us through this raise, how that managed to happen. We're not seeing many companies raise, especially double what they announce. Start with that news, please.
Of course. Well, I'm not going to take full credit for that because, you know, it really was a team effort. Myself, you know, Christian, and of course, Ivan, our chairman, you know, in the background, we're working really hard. But, we work hard at it, but really it comes down to how awesome our shareholder base is. You know, I'd say that the vast majority of this financing was from shareholders already into it. And they really understand and they really believe what we've got, regardless of the market conditions. So, painful, of course, to be raising at the price point that we did, the valuation we did. Yeah, we did offer a nice juicy warrant with that as well. So I think, you know, for those investors that don't just have a short term trading outlook on the stock, they actually see wow, you guys have your best silver targets to drill, and coming off of all that surface work you guys did in the last year after that first phase of drilling where you get, you know, a couple bonanza grade hits and 30% of your holes are economic, and to uncover this potential copper porphyry at Curibaya and all these base metals popping out of Hurricane, we see the 12 to 18 month time horizon here. And that warrant is too good to give up. And this price point is too good to give up, because everybody also knows my capital markets capability, you know, to get a lot of eyes on the story when the drill holes are going to start coming back. So, you know, I think that was a big part of it. Of course, you know, we worked hard at it, but it was just so great to see that our shareholder base and our support that we have there, because I do know how hard it is out there, not just in the junior mining sector, but all sectors. When the broad markets turn over and the kind of faucet turns off, you know, it gets really, really hard. So we're going to be extra prudent with our spend, make sure that every single dollar is accounted for, and go, and, you know, as much as humanly possible to hone in on these targets. So we're ready to go when the drill bit is ready.
Well, Peter, hats off to you and the team at Tier 1 for doing such a successful financing. And I think it just speaks to the confidence that investors have in the projects that you're working on and into the groundwork that you've already laid. Christian, I would like to get your thoughts on where the drilling will be for this phase two, kind of building on what you did with phase one. It looks like you've got 2,000 to 4,000 meters planned at the Cumbaya target. Talk to us about where the focus will be at Curibaya this year.
Yeah, sure, Chad. This is, we just started the field work a few days ago. So now the focus is in the Cumbaya area because we're hiring elevation topographically and also in the system. And this, we have more vertical extension in the precious metal horizon. So we're focused there now, defining well the structures, the orientation of the structures. Also, we're finding these structures up to 10, 15 meters, which is, that's very important. We're taking the samples, and the results may be at the end of July, beginning of August. So our focus will be in the upper part, in the elevation, in the zone of Cumbaya, and also in the continuation from the Zambalay corridor, where we hit in our last drill hole more than a kilo silver equivalent, and also with some gold, good grades in gold. So the continuation from the Zambalay structure up to more 400 meters in elevation to 500 meters in elevation in the Cumbaya will be the main target area for the structures. And also we're going to be focused in the central part of the deposit, we need to do some CSAMT lines, geophysical lines, to define more evidences of this porphyry, because we cut it last year, these porphyry fingers, with increase in gold and copper also and molybdenum in the results. So we need to define well with the geophysics program in the central part of the deposit. And that will be also the second target that we are planning to drill this year. So one in the Cambaya area, the structures, and the other one in the central of the deposit, that will be the porphyry target.
So Christian, how much of last year's drilling is guiding this year's drilling? You already talked about really the best hole that was hit at the tail end of last year's program that guided you up north, but how much more of that drilling from last year is playing into the program?
Yeah, last year what we learned is the more elevation we are, more altitude is the better results. And also we have more extensional, vertical extension for having good results in gold and silver grades. That's what we learned with the drilling last year. So that's why we're going towards the northern part. And this Zambalay corridor, we cut it very high grade, and also the Tipal corridor. Zambalay corridor is more north-south, but it's pointing towards Cambaya, and also Antipal is more northeast-southwest, and it's pointing towards Cambaya. That's why we're going to focus mainly in the Cambaya area, and that's what we learned from last year, that we need to focus in the higher altitude and also in the north, in the north part, which is the Cambaya area.
Well, it's going to be exciting to see the drill start turning there in the north in the Cambaya area, because so much of those precious metals are more preserved at those higher altitudes. But Peter, I just have a question for you as far as branding and how you want people to think of the project for Curiabaya, because you kind of have that precious metals focus in the north, but then in the central, you have that porphyry with some of the base metals, the copper and the molybdenum. How do you want people to think of the Curiabaya project? Is it two different projects or is it one massive project?
You know, it's a great question. And when we started off with this venture at Curiabaya, we know that we went out and searched for the number one precious metals hit on the coastline of all of Peru. And it came back on this prolific copper porphyry belt in and amongst some of the largest copper porphyry giants, producers that Latin America has to offer. And so super intriguing is to have all these massive precious metals hits, a lot of on-surface grade, bonanza grades that no one in the industry had actually ever seen. So for us to, you know, delve into the precious metals targets, come up with a precious metal system that we've discovered, but also to have this lurking copper porphyry store coming in behind it is like, well, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense where we are on this belt, who we're surrounded by, and why this is such a real, such a big possibility. The precious metals system at this point, even though how real it is and how big this thing is and how large our footprint is on where it can go, it's like, you know, you talk about that geologist dream, right? If any time a major is going to look at, you know, what Curiabaya has to offer, if we nail that copper porphyry story, well, what's it going to cost for them to move whatever amount of ground on top to get to that porphyry? Well, if it's a precious metal system, who doesn't love that, right? It's not dead earth that they have to move. So, you know, we love the addition to this silver story with this copper porphyry story, and not to really shift the story, but something similar is occurring at our Hurricane Silver project up north, where predominant silver focused grades were screaming at us. We went in there, defined it with more channel sampling, rock sampling, chip sampling, and then all of a sudden we get access to this northern area of our project, and here we go again. You know, anytime you have 14 historical drill holes of 14 meters of 2.6% copper, 0.62 nickel, and 300 plus grams per ton cobalt with platinum palladium, here we go again. Predominantly silver focused targets going after with a base metal, battery metal coming in behind it. Hurricane, of course, is 10 to 12 months away from being drilled, but it adds that second element to it. And this is what the majors are paying attention to. This is why we have a lot of eyes on our story. So as far as getting back to your original question, you know, how do you want to tell the story? Like, well, we're in the land of giants. And what we believe that we've come across here is a giant opportunity at this porphyry story with a huge precious metal system on top. And we're so early. Guys, we've only done one pass of drilling, 16 holes, 5,000 meters. And now we have learned so much more over the last 12 months. So to go in there, being super methodical with how we're going to go about drilling the silver system. And then again, more geophysics, more mapping, structural mapping to really figure out where and how we're going to attack this porphyry test. To me, I listen to so many stories. I hear them all. I'm with them at all these conferences. There's so much potential to each one of our projects here.
Christian, let's get your insights then on that work that's going to happen at Hurricane. As Peter said, drilling is still a little ways off, maybe 12 months off, but what sort of work is going to get you excited about moving through some more target generation and isolating some of these drill holes coming up for Hurricane?
Yeah, in Hurricane, we have two main targets, the area of Magdalena, which are the silver orogenic veins, and the area of Guaya, which is more the nickel-copper component. In the case of Magdalena, we just started field work. We are doing the continuation of these structures. We have 3 to 4 corridors there, more or less total is 3 kilometers in all the structures. So we are extending that length of the structures there. We are finding also the structures in covered areas. That's very important. And we are looking this FBS that we call fine black sulfide mineral, which is more silver. Also, we are finding in the area of Magdalena to the west, we're finding more copper mineralization in one corridor, in one structure called Pampayoc. That is the area of the structures. So we have more silver, let's think, in the eastern part, and also more copper in the area of the west. So the plan there is to continue the trenching, channel sampling, maybe soil sampling in some areas, and also to define the geophysics, to put the lines, to put the grid, and also to do geophysics in the coming month. And in the case of the northern part, nickel copper area, that's where Peter mentioned the historical drilling. The plan there is also to walk, because we have there 4 chargeability magnetic and also chargeability anomalies that needs to be tested. We need to define those, walk those, see the outcrop, do some trenches up there, and also to continue this structure, this seal ultramafic structure that historically was carried. So we need to continue that to open more the extension of that and to define the geometry of that structure. So the focus there will be the continuation of the structure with trenches, looking also the chargeability, conductivity anomalies that we have in the upper part, that are 4 in total, do a plan where can geophysics can help also there in the learning process. And in the case of Magdalena, to continue the structures, define the structures, and also the geometry of these structures for a future permit polygon to apply for a future permit for drilling.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of work going on at both projects. So I guess just to summarize for investors that are going to be watching the news flow, Peter, walk us through what you think the main batting order will be, let's say through the end of the year, maybe rolling into the beginning of next year, that you really want investors focus on as far as news or milestones.
So really the upcoming catalyst that we have, one, you know, obviously getting that next permit in hand, which we expect over the next few weeks, that allow us to move the drill rigs in, start constructing those pads and everything. Two will be start to getting results out of Curubaya and Hurricane with the channel sampling and the rock sampling that we're doing to really hone in these targets. Those results we'd expect to be coming in over the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, they'll start trickling in. And then, you know, the really exciting stuff comes once we have these kind of defined targets, bringing the drill in and getting going at Curubaya. And obviously the porphyry story as well, you know, the results of the testing and the mapping to see where this thing is, because, you know, a lot of eyes are on us if we hit there, right? The audience and our table is basically set there. So it's going to be a really active second half of the summer, early fall, throughout the fall and winter, as we move from targeting, mapping, channel sampling, trenching, rock sampling at both of our properties. And then as we move into a full drill program at Curubaya, then obviously the results will be trickling in late fall through the winter and early March, or early spring, I should say, of next year.
All right, guys, appreciate the update. I think the most important thing, too, is that you are cashed up. So you can move forward with all these exploration plans. If anybody has any follow-up questions for the team over at Tier 1 Silver, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We'll get those addressed for you. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Tier 1 Silver. We'll bring them back on the back of some more news and to address all of your comments. Peter, Christian, thank you again for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.